It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Phillies Red October. I mean, listen, we're trying to like crank up Phillies coverage, and I was thinking, who's the biggest Phillies fan I know? Phil Martelli's the Phil Martelli, welcome back to WIP. What's going on?
It's great to see you guys. I really appreciate it. I was driving, and I have to comment. There wasn't really a guy that called in and said, replace Sirianni with Belichick this week, like right now.
There was.
Immediately.
And he's not the only one.
I think there might be hosts on this show, Phil, who would say that. I think you're looking right at him.
I miss Philly.
So Phil, first off, I mean, you haven't been here, you know, for some time. I know you were here when Glenn retired, which is great. Thanks for being part of our show today. I mean, you're such a big part of Angela. I mean, Rhea, how many times was Phil on with Angela?
Oh, no, every, you know, he would call in every Friday to give his pick. And the craziest thing is, I wouldn't get asked about anything that happened on Friday's show. I would be getting gas, and somebody would come up and go, who'd Phil pick this morning? They wanted to know his pick. It was insane.
All right, so Phil, we want to do a lot of Eagles with you, but let's start Phillies. So first off, this is your first Red October without coaching. I mean, you get to just saddle up, sit back, and enjoy. You don't have to worry about the 18-year-olds, the 20-year-olds.
No, but I'll tell you what, I managed to fit it in. Game 5 against the Astros in the World Series, I was fortunate enough to be inducted into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame at the live casino.
Sure, I remember that.
Knowing that Game 5 was across the parking lot, so I reached out to the Phillies.
Eagles played the same night?
Yes. We walked across the parking lot, and I went to the game with my son and my grandson, who drove in from Rhode Island, to watch Game 5. The night before, and that young lady is out there. There was a young lady on the plane the night before they were being no-hit, and we were taxiing in. I was flying in from Detroit into Philadelphia, and the young lady in front of me was going like batter by batter, and I grab her by the right arm, and I say to her, all right, that's not good enough. I want pitch by pitch. I want to know exactly what's happening pitch by pitch, and I thought, like, she thinks I'm deranged. I'm likely to be pulled off here by federal marshals.
Did you ever have to change some of, like, when you were at St. Joe's, some of the scheduling so
Never.
You could watch a? You kept it by the book.
No, I'm really proud of this. I gave out a practice schedule that would, when practice was normal, started on October 15th. Now it starts September 22nd. I gave out a practice schedule that ran until January 1, end of first semester. In the course of 25 years, I changed that 5 times and was all for funerals.
Well, good for you.
It was the only reason, because I built that program on respect, and you start by respecting each other's time.
That's interesting.
And yeah. They weren't allowed to spend my money, and I wasn't allowed to spend their time. So if I said 3:30, it was 3:30. And people that came to our practices, when it said we would end at 5:30, we ended at 5:30. The worst thing that a coach can say, John, you've been through this, when a coach hits you with one more time. That is such a lie. There's no coach out there that's ever done it one more time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't buy into it. I never bought into it.
So, that's Phil, how excited are you for this Red October? It's their third crack at it with this group. They're probably going to get 5 or 6 or 7. They got a loaded team and should for years. They really have a shot this year. How excited are you?
I'm beyond. I really am. When I was in Michigan, so the beginning of the season, I was there till May 1st. The beginning of the season, I didn't want to pay for MLB Network. So I would watch the game pitch by pitch on my phone on like the ESPN app.
Are you saving $150?
I was always going to save up until August. That was what I did the last couple of years. I bought the package in August and then I watch. But this is. I mean, look, I'm raising my hand and saying this is crazy. The first ball that Wheeler throws on Saturday night, I want him sent out. Get him out. Bring somebody else in from
how. How do we avoid the hangover that we're so fearful of? This baseball team, I believe in the talent, but man, they got to be hot. They got to be sharp. They got to be right out of the gates after being away from baseball for a week.
Stars must shine. It's plain and simple. The stars shine, like the Detroit pitcher yesterday.
Yeah.
He shines. They win. Our stars shine. And I heard earlier, Rojas in center field, or do you put Sosa in at second? None of that matters. If the stars shine, if number three shines, we're all going to Broad Street. Mm-hmm. On number three's back.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's mix some calls with Phil here again. Phil Martelli with us the rest of the show. We'll talk to Mike Quick at 9:10 today. A lot of calls to get to as well. Scott and King of Prussia. Scott, good morning.
Greetings, team. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Just to let you guys know, this will be a simulated phone call in honor of today's Red October.
That's great.
All right. So much to get to. First, I am going with Sosa at second base. Of course, I'm going to platoon him. Absolutely against the left-handed pitching. He's got to be in there without question.
I think that's the easiest of these answers, Scott.
I agree.
Because, I mean, Bryson struggles against lefties, and Sosa's like he's decent,
and you know he fields his position too.
Yeah, and you know you're gonna get Stott in the game one way or the other at some point. At some point,
that's right.
Bryson Stott's gonna be in that game.
I also am gonna have a conversation with Nola, and we're gonna sit down, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of how important it is to him to be the game two starter, because I'm leaning towards Sanchez. I usually go more on feel than on stats, but on this one, he is just so much better at home that I can't ignore that.
Can I just bring Scott
last start at home and it didn't look
the last one
wasn't great. Yeah,
but Scott, let me just present this.
Go ahead.
I think too much is being made of the home away thing in the first round. Then you have a second round and a third round.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, who's more experienced? Well, who do you believe in?
Who's better?
Second and third round. I do think that matters. Aaron Nola's been doing this a lot longer than Christopher Sanchez.
Totally.
There's no question that they're going to go with Nola in the two slot, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I'll be shocked if they don't.
Absolutely agree with that. That's Topper's MO, in my opinion. However, just the more I look at it, the more I cannot ignore the split. And I'm going to make that change. That's just me.
Okay.
You know,
well, it's not just you. It's a lot of people. We'll see at the end of the day what the poll is next hour. But there's a lot of people that have called us the last two or three weeks saying, give that ball to Sanchez there. All right, give me your next point.
Real quick pivot to the Eagles. That Fangio comment of him saying that the corners – maybe should have adjusted earlier is absolutely infuriating to me. Number one, I hate the bend.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And don't break defense that his defense. I hate it. It prevents nothing. It's basically a prevent type defense. I can't stand it. But to say he's got to be the one coaching, the one speaking up, saying get your ass up on the line and be physical. If you get beat one on one, so be it. I don't know. I
kind of felt like he was throwing the blame somewhat on the players by saying, well, you know, they have the ability to do it.
It was a strange answer.
Very, very odd.
Yeah,
very
it was.
Odd.
All right, Scott, give me a scene with one person.
Joe.
Scott.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, man.
That's really good.
That could
great
win.
Answer, Scott.
De Niro and Taxi.
That was like first in mind.
Or Taxi Driver, that is. Yeah, that's a big answer. Yeah. Big. All right. Speaking of answers, Phil, how concerned are you on the Eagles?
Well, I think if you step away and say they won a game on the road where they gave up 12 points, and then they played on the road without three All-Pros, I think we have to stop. I really do.
You think it's an overreaction?
Well, I think we have a tendency in this town to overreact without really knowing anything. I don't mean to be disrespectful to your last caller or whatever, but do you think that he could really identify what the corners are supposed to do on every single play?
No.
There's one man that can do that. John Ritchie can tell you that. I think that we overvalue ourselves as Eagle critics without really knowing.
What about on Hurts, though? We've seen a lot of football. We're pretty good at evaluating QBs. I mean, Phil, they got a starting quarterback issue right now. They really do.
Well, I'll be a smart bleep by asking this. Did he start in college?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's my point. So we're expecting him to be in the NFL and be a top five,
$250 million.
Right? He was a backup. Like, Saban is a guru, right?
That's right.
He knows everything there is to know. He benched the guy for a reason.
But I will say, for a guy that got drafted in the top five of the draft, Tua was a scrub.
Tua was special,
yeah.
But
Tua was the better quarterback at the time.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, here's my thing. We saw 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts was incredible. Like, we've seen it. And now it's like, oof.
Did the other defenses catch up to him?
I just don't know
enough about it. But 2-2, Barkley is top five running back.
Yeah.
The wide receivers are phenomenal. I think the tight end is vastly underrated. And the offensive line.
I think we need to talk when we come back. We need to ask Phil if the adage in the NFL is, if I've seen you do it once, I know you. I can coach you to do it again. Why isn't that happening with
all right, we'll
Jalen
get into
Hurts.
That. The coaching point says, and also I want to get Phil and Rob Thompson. If you've done what you've done as a coach, but now it's crunch time in the playoffs, do you stick with what you've done, or do you got to broaden that brain to say, I'm going to pivot? And Phil, let's get to this reality here. So I think it's clear the biggest criticism of Rob Thompson at this point in his tenure, and he's done, for the most part, a phenomenal job. He has had some whopper of decisions in October that have, like, really hurt their chances. And one of the things that has frustrated me is I felt like he stuck with what I do is what I do. So you've coached postseason, obviously most notably with your, you know, phenomenal St. Joe's team 20 years ago. But other times you made it. Michigan, St. Joe's, the whole deal. All right. So how do you balance as a coach, and how should Rob Thompson balance what I did helped me get here versus this guy struggling? Now, you're not going to take Bryce Harper out of the lineup, but like this other guy struggling might need to take him out of the lineup. How do you manage that?
Well, the message was already delivered last week. They've already had this conversation, in my opinion. Dombrowski talked about Rob Thompson learned from Kimbrough last year. So he learned from it.
Yeah.
The message was already delivered. So what you now need to do is, his greatest strength is that he is, and I hate cliches, but he is a player's manager. He protects those guys. And yet, at the same time, you can feel like their disappointment when they will let him down because they know he has their back. I think he's the perfect guy for Philadelphia. I think he's the perfect guy for this team. He understands that this is a star-driven team, and he's going to understand, and I hate to use this word, but the fans are dying for this.
No question.
Like this is... And the so many times their team and he will mention, well, the fans pulled us through.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little quiet down there. I mean, people got a little bit full of themselves with the, at the All-Star break and 30 games up, 30 games over 500. Like, but it's coming Saturday. Like, it's coming. And you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to suggest this. I hope it's not the Mets.
I agree.
I hope it's not the – not because of baseball.
Fans?
Because – Citizens Bank and that experience and the whole vibe around this team cannot become, and I say this respectfully, cannot become the 700 level of the Vet. And they're obnoxious. Their team is obnoxious. Their fans are going to be obnoxious because they are on a hell of a run the way they're playing right now.
Well,
I just pray it's not the Mets.
I agree with you.
That's why it's probably going to be the Mets.
Well, yeah,
though.
It's probably going to be the Mets.
So here's a wild fact I didn't know till this morning. So, obviously, four games got played yesterday. Braves lost, Mets won, just a NL little taste of yesterday. Brewers and Reese Hoskins in trouble, down 1-0. In the 2 years that this format has existed in Major League Baseball, where there's this round and a best of three, the team that in the current round that's going on right now, the team that won game one has won all eight series.
Yeah.
And seven of those eight times, it was a sweep. 2-0.
Yeah.
So I think there's a really good chance it is the Phillies and the Mets Saturday at 4:00. And I do think that will involve thousands of Mets fans. And that, and I do worry about the disruption into that flow, Phil, that our team plays so well in the midst of. And you throw 5 or 10,000 Mets fans in that mix, it's a different deal. All right, let's get some calls in here.
Can we also say it is fun, though? I mean, like, well, we talk about rivalries and sports and all
intensity.
That. If, like, Mets-Phillies is a way more fun series than Mets-Phillies-Brewers.
No, I agree with that, but it's really fun if you win, and it's
worse if you lose.
I mean, that Knicks thing was brutal.
Well, and especially after that. Like, it's horrible either way, no matter what. But, you know, Sixers losing to the Knicks, and then I don't even want to put it out into the universe if the Phillies lose.
But it could happen. Do something else. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.